Report, Christmas trees will cost up to 30% more this year. By Jacob Bliss on November 30, 2021. Americans gearing up for the holidays will face inflation at a new level when buying decorations. As inflation and the supply chain crisis are causing Christmas trees prices to skyrocket. Christmas tree prices are expected to be between 10 and 30% more this year. For both live trees and artificial trees, in addition to having a smaller selection to choose from, according to the Associated Press. Prices have gone up significantly, John Mullenhoff, the secretary of the Hook and Ladder Company for the Huntington Fire Department, told Newsday. We've had to compromise on what types of trees we're getting, sizes, everything. The fire department, which usually sells trees in a week-long fundraiser, had to raise its prices after the department was charged more from its supplier. AP noted that farmers are struggling to keep up with the demand, as trees take between 8 and 10 years to fully mature, and fewer trees were planted in 2009 due to the economic recession. The prices have started to rise due to the rising demand over the last few years. The Department of Agriculture estimated that nearly 13.9 million Christmas trees would be cut this year to be sold, a 400,000 increase over last year. Additionally, Americans are seeing an increase in cost for artificial trees, many of which are made overseas and shipped to the U.S. as America is in the throes of a months-long supply chain crisis. During the crisis, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's whereabouts for 2 months were questioned. Ultimately, it was revealed that he was on paid leave to spend time with his husband and their two babies. Many stores are reportedly still waiting to receive their shipment of trees. Fortune reported that some freight carriers have acknowledged that the disruptions in the supply chain should ease by China's Lunar New Year, which is on February 1, months after Christmas. This is all happening as the House Democrats passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which was signed into law by President Joe Biden, and then passed the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. The Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill was considered the marquee legislation for President Joe Biden's legislative agenda. Although it passed on a near party-line vote, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, revealed it would add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. Spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Mike Berg said, "Even Christmas trees aren't safe from the inflation crisis caused by Democrats' reckless spending and inability to manage the supply chain." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.